Rishami Klein Daf Samach Vav. The Mishnah goes back to original discussion. We just finished the last three Mishnayos talking about the Inyan of whether Adam Osadav Shenu Shalo, whether you can make an Isur Klein on someone else's field. We go back to the original discussion of when the Karen, the vines, the Gefanim, lean over into the Truah. When is the halakha that has to be removed and when does not it have to be removed? So the Mishnah gives two halakhas here. Haruach she'ilula es ha'gafanim agabi tfua. If a wind came and ilula broke the gafanim and caused them to go ahead and lean over the tfua. Now, this idea of there's different opinions here. The Rafulda learns other she broke, that the thing, the vines broke and caused them to go over the tfua. The Premosha learns just the wind blew them and fell on them, and the Rashi Slua says even more, Ikra Ruach v'sholko salagabi tefua, and if they came and they fell onto the tefua. So the halakha is whether the idea is still kalayim, it's not just a loose branch that broke off and landed onto the tefua, because then that would be no din kalayim, because it's separate now. It's not, there's no iser kalayim. They're not being yonek from the same ground. We're talking about where it's still attached to the main gafen, and just that the wind broke it, that it's bent over now on the over the tefua. That is the way the Marfuda learns the Gemara, the case of the Mishnah. So now what's the halacha? It's over the tefua. Yigdo miyad. Immediately have to go ahead and migadar. You have to cut the vines away so that they don't lean over the tefua. Again, yigdor yachto, says the Marfuda. You should have to cut it. You have to cut it to remove it from the. That's what the lashon of the Rafuld is. The Bnei Moshe says milashon goyde b'tvarim. You have to put a fence around it to do that. And the Rashi Mishlul learns it refers to that it's girded like you're dragging. You have to drag it away from the tevu itself. Either way, the idea is that you have to remove it. You can't keep it there. And if not, both the tevu and the keren will become usher. Both of them will become usher. So the that is the halacha that we say, the three different ways to learn the Mishnah, but either way you have to remove it from being together with the tevuah. Now, imara onus, what happens if by mistake an onus happened and he couldn't remove them away, which means an onus happened that he couldn't get workers or something happened to him or he's just unable to be involved in removing the things itself. Mutter halacha is mutter, it doesn't become us. An idea because you want it. If you didn't do it because you were lazy or you wanted it to be there, of course it becomes aser. But here, if you couldn't do it, you don't want it. You want to remove it. You don't want it to become aser. You just couldn't do it. You were an onus. So then, halakha is, it's the mutter. Now, to understand exactly when is it an onus, when is it not an onus, first, halakha speak about that as to what the together of an onus is. But otherwise, halakha is, you're not mekuyev to do that, and then halakha would be considered mutter. It would be considered mutter. Says the Mishnah Baita, who is going to gavin? Yeah, tvua that now is leaning under a gefen. So again, here what happened was that you planted the tvua was far away from the gefen, and it wasn't underneath at all. But now what happened was the tvua grew, not the gefanim grew, but the tvua grew, and now part of it bent over to be underneath the kara, underneath the branches. Over chinyarek, or the halacha is that you had sending vegetables that leaned over, that grew, and now are under the gefen. Maxir. Halacha is you turn it back, you have to go back, put it away from the vine. Turn it away back, go back towards the other way, away from the vine. In a makadesh, however, it does not become aser. It doesn't make it aser. If you didn't do it, it doesn't become aser. And the reason is because the ikar of kalayim is with the gefanim, with the gefanim from the kerem, those are the ones that are branching over and mixing together with the tevuah. But where the tevuah extends itself, or the yirakos, the vegetables extend itself, and it leans over, part of it leans over, that is not what the Mishnah says. That's not the halacha of kalayim. Hayna makadosh, you should remove them. You should remove them. Lekatchila, you should remove them. But it doesn't become kalayim, it becomes mutter. The question is, why is it the usher? In other words, the halacha we're talking about, where it stays there, it's the some reason why we say it's us, or why should it be different if the gefanim go and these things don't go? What should be the nafkamina? Why is the Mishnah making nafkamina between the two cases? So because the Maisa, at the end of the day, the Torah only asks because the kalayim of the things normally goes and grows into the, that's what happens. but that the grain should grow into that and into the kalayim, when the original you planted it with great enough distance, that will not make it usur. That would not become usur be mutter. The Gemara said, the Mishnah, the Mefoshim discussed, Rashi Mislua says, Mefurish, that Eina Makadesh, that the Halakha Midakim, the Mishnah wants to say that if it's Halakha Ikatuvah, Medesh Chutz Gefen, and if it's only going towards the Gefen, that would not be the issue of the Mishnah, and be usher, not clear what the Rambam paskins here, according to some, the Rambam seems to say that would be usher as well, but the Mishnah clearly says, Eina Makadesh. Now, the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah wants a different Shiloh. When we say that things become usher, when you just plant it, does it become usher? Is there a certain size that it has to be, the tevua and the gefen, in order to be considered an issur kalayim? So the Mishnah says, they must have tevua and when does tevua become an issur? It becomes usher to plant near kerem, that it becomes kalayim. Mishitashlish, when the melons, the kernels reach a third of their size, the halakha would be, that's when the issur kalayim comes into play. When it's a shalish, when it's a third of its size, that's the Galus. The Marfuda says, "Mishadavashlish." The Parkas Mishalish lo kareina the tavua. When it's less than a third, it doesn't. It's not called tavua yet. And the Torah is different. It's not called noisur kalayim. The Torah only asks tavua and gefen. And Mela, if it's less than a third, it's not tavua yet. If it's a third, then it becomes aser. The anavim and grapes. When the grapes become aser, when is it? If you have the tavua that grows, but the gefanim is just premature. It just planted. When does it become that they become a din kerem? It becomes aser, a din gefen, mishiyish aser kvalavon. When it grows the size of a white bean, that's when it's considered aser. That's when it's a din derais and it's considered aser. The question is, if you didn't grow that size, do we say is there a din rabbanon even before that or not? In other words, that the both have to reach that particular size. So what happens is, if they didn't, the devua, if it's less than that, the halakha is it mutter? Would there be a din deraisa for sure? It's no din kalayim. The question is, if it's less than the shear, is it a din derabanan? Is it aser? Or seeing the Gemara? And also, if it's only one of them, what if you have both of them are not the size? Or do you have one if only one of them are not the right size? What will be the halakha there as well? The Mishnah is going to discuss this as well. Now, Gemara wants to know, what about when it goes to the point where it's already mature and ripe, developed? When is there a gedder where it's no longer kalayim? So the Mishnah says, tvur shaliyafshe kol tzarka, grain that completely dried, no longer is it being yonak from the ground, it's completely finished, or anavim shebikatzar, or the grapes are fully ripe, and extended, no longer they're ready to harvest, and no longer they're being yonak from the ground, that max they're ripe to the full. Eidim is kadoshos. There's no din kalayim. Kalayim is only when a tarsil is kalayim penikish malaya, when they mix together and they each get it from each other. That's when it's a problem. But when it's fully ripe and fully developed, there's no isur kalayim there, and none of them are asur. None of them are going to be considered asur. That's the halakha of the Mishnah. Rambam wants to explain that this halakha of the Mishnah that says that they have to be, that if the grain is growing and it's growing underneath the vine, it has to be removed. So the question is, what do you do? The Mishnah said you have to cut it. So the Mishnah says we have a machlokes tanoim. Ben Azai says you don't have to go and cut it. You just have to trim it. Just take off the part that's extending. You don't have to actually remove the whole thing. You don't have to go ahead and it's not enough just to direct it away, move it away, you guard there, but rather you have to cut it away. That's not going under the vine. Asher v'tani, the brayso talk alert like this. We have a brayso that alerts this machlokes mafurish. Akiva oimer yaxer, just turn them back that they don't go. Just turn them back, face the other way, away from the camera. The mishnah lashon of mishnah, and Ben Azai says yesap. It's not enough to turn them away. We're afraid they're going to grow again and come back. But you have to go ahead and that you have to go ahead and you have to cut them so that therefore you. That they won't come back to the now question, why did the Mishnah learn this mafurish? Explains because Benazi machmir the sapa yerek hotangs agefen, and the Mishnah says because there's a brisa like that. You know, why did the Mishnah taka say? Why is the Mishnah only quote Rabbi Kiva Shita and one Tana and doesn't quote Benazi Shita? Says it doesn't quote it because it's a brisa like that. We found a brisa that says that the Amishnah obviously hold like Rabbi Kiva, but the Braisa learned quotes his Shita that the that the halacha yisapa, you have to remove them. It's not enough, and the Rabbi Shlomo says that the Mafulda said, the Rabbi Shlomo says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that's enough. That's what the Mishnah says. Stam like Rabbi Akiva, that all you have to do is turn them away, facing away from the kerem, and it's good enough. Mishnah can be said to when do you have to go? When does the time begin? When does the Isur Kalayim begin? When it goes, the tefuah is at least a third groan. And then that's when it's a third of a full size, that's when it's considered aser. So, Gmeistar Tanoi is a teacher of Mishnayos who learns the Mishnah of a Furish. Mishatashrish says when it takes root in the ground, doesn't go by the share of Mishatashrish when it comes a third of a size, but rather he reaches Mishatashrish, a different gears in the Mishnah. When it takes root, when the roots are in the ground, that's when it's considered aser. That is when it's considered aser, a different stage. That would be considered aser. Now, see, what is this machlokes about? What is this the machlokes about? So the Mishnah says, we'll discuss the case where the Gemara says, what happened here? Look, the Gemara, my diyama, this would be an afkman halacha of what this Mishnah means. Gemara, my diyama, mishitashrish, messiah, Rabbi Yochanan. The one who says it means when it takes root, it's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that the root of Yochanan Shita, which we said earlier, of Yochanan is the one who said, this is a what it means when it says it grows. Does it mean as it grows Mishatashrish? Well, Mishatashrish, Gemara says, the right of Yochanan, the one who says Mishatashrish, a third, it's of Yoshia Shita. That supports the Pinner of Ishia. So we have the Makloikas, the two different gears, it depends which one you hold like. So that is the Makloikas, well, based upon the gears of the Mishnah, of to who we hold like. Rav Yoshia or Yochanan, which one we hold like would be the Nafkamina, whether we aser the Zera, everything is aser, only the Kalayim is aser, but even the other side is aser, even the Tavua itself is going to be aser as well. Mishnah's grapes, when it become a third, or turns into a white bean, that size is considered already a din kerem. Where do you get it from? I'm going to buy Mishnah, the Ksiv, Tavu Asakarem. It says Tavu Asakarem. So Gemara said Tavu Asakot, Tavu Asakarem. Tavu Asakarem is that it should be a lashon that the, when we consider it, only when it's the size of a white bean, a bean of love, and that's what it's considered a din of a bro. The halach of a bracha you make on it. It's a tuas karam. It's considered a karam. It's a halach of a karam, a geir to both the bracha, both the geir to many aspects to it. And therefore, that would be the sheer, when we would say the halacha would be that's the basis upon a pusik, I dash not all halachas. What's considered a karam? When do you make a bracha on it? It has to be a din of a karam. It has to be a din of a grape. And that's the halacha when it's called tavua, when it grows to that level. That's what the Mishnah Brisa means. That's where the Mishnah gets it from that pusik. Now, what about the other way around? When is the last point where it can become a kalayim anymore? When it gets fully ripe? Mishnah says that has to be when it's fully ripe and dry, there's no din kalayim. It's not us of Kedusha when it's not kalayim. In such a way, it's no yisur at all. So, Mele, if you went ahead and you planted it ready after it's in this level, halach is, if growed, would be the, do we going to put it like atchila in the first place to do it this way? It's going to be an issur kerem. Says the halacha that the Pnei Moshe explains. Then the Mishnah says Einam Mekudeshes, if it grows and it completely grows and now it's already dried up, there's no issur kalayim. But the atchila to plant the novim in a place where it's already, even though the novim are fully cooked, and now you're going to plant the atchila next to the gefen. Next to the Geffen, that to be a din of Issa Doraisa, that would be Mekudesh, that would be Yasser. When is it Mutter? When does the Mishnah say it's not a din Mekadesh? You know, in other words, there's no din Mekadesh is when it's fully ripe, then there's no din of it, no, it doesn't become Yasser. But the plant of the Katkhila that way, the Mashman Alokas, Enochaname, would be considered Yasser. And the Mafula says that Chaloka, and now the question, this halakha that we talked about, the Gemara that we say, halakha is that it's considered, you planted at such a level, it would be considered asa, doesn't mean asa, derabbanan, deraisa, that's a machlokes in the Akronim as to what the gzeir, what the level of Isa would be, but lamaisa, that case would be, in a kamba katkhila would be asa to do that. Mishnah continues, atzis nakav makaz bekerem. Yeah, a person has planted a perforated plant, a pot, and you put it into a ground, halacha is, it's not in kerem, it's also be kerem, makash be kerem. Just like if you have tevuah next to kerem, it's next to a gavanim, it's aser. So too, you plant it with a hole, it takes in the ground, it's halacha is considered as aser. And the same din kalayim applies. It should be a din, it's a nakum, because since it gets from the ground, it's a rea misocho, and halacha is like if you plant it in the ground itself. The shayna milok lemakash. Mishnah says, but if it's not nakum, it's not makadish, because it's not in the ground. Shimon disagrees and says that zev zev shuv lemakash, and both of them are aser. But there's no din, there's no actual kalayim, because even Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama and says that in a chanam, he doesn't mean if it's perforated or not. It's lamaisa. We don't want you to rebut and say it's usher, but we don't consider it be'etzim like a planting in the ground itself. Therefore, it's no din. It's not makadish. It's not usher. Rabbanan said, don't do it. It's not right to do it, whether it's a hole in it or not, whether it's perforated or not. Nokiv or ain't a nokiv. But Lamaisa, the rice, it's not, because it's not actually if you're planting it to the ground. Mashenki and Tanakama says, it is considered, if it has a hole in the roots, you touch my Kadesh, Kubas, and Ishabahar, it's like you're planting it in the ground. And therefore, it would be Yasser. So, it would be like the katchila of Shimon said the katchila it's aser, but there are it shouldn't do it. But the Eved, it doesn't become aser because it's not planted in the ground. And the loka is the Bnei Moshe says not like Rav Shimon, it's like the Tanakama who says that it's aser. Says the Mishnah, Ma'avin notz naka b'kerem. Person went ahead and passed a naka b'kerem. Halacha is the Moshe Masayim aser. So you went ahead and you passed it there, which means you had it there. It was in the ground, and you had a tefua, and it's in the kerem, and you let it stay there. And as in it grew the size, halacha is a Muslim Saimas, if it grew the shear, which you always said of 1/200th, so while you was in the carom, while you benefited from it, while you were there, you didn't remove it, then the halacha is that it's considered Isur Kalayim and it's to be considered Asur. The Tvur becomes Asur, and the Tvur becomes Asur. Because the tefuah is grew with a shlish, or the anavim grew already. It's a full oven. It's already that shear, and you left it there. You didn't leave it in the ground. Says the marfulta, but Rav Hever Takas Agafanim. You just passed it through while you're carrying it, and you passed it underneath the gafanim. So then, if the zrayim amosif, because of you passed it through and the shear of at least 1/200th, then halakha is going to be considered aser. But the gafanim itself didn't get affected by it, and therefore it didn't do anything, didn't help the gefanim, didn't grow from it, and therefore it's not like you put it in the ground. Therefore, the gefanim itself is mutter, there's no isser, it's only isser on the tvua, it's not going to be isser on the that is the pashas of the Mishnah, the way the Pnei Moshe and the my father learns the Mishnah. Mark continues. What's a local Mishnah that is difference between? Is no difference between it's a hole in the pot, perforated pot or not. Only the gabe being makshin the zroyim. Why? Because the zroyim and makshin is makabel tumah. Because the halacha of whether it's considered a part of the ground or not is nogeah to tumah. Tumah is makabel if it's considered moist that it's yonah from the ground. That's only if it's detached from the ground, but it's still attached to the ground, then there's no din tumah, because the tumah is only with something that's detached from the ground, and became a kriyukak, it became mukshul kabal tumah, if it got wet, that would be awesome. But if it's attached to the ground, it's not a problem. Rav Shimon, the Brice said it's according to Rav Shimon, who doesn't make a difference between the two pots. But Rabbanan is Kuranin. According to Chachamim, there are others who would say there are other nafkaminis between the two pots. And then many halakas would be nafkaminis, with not just the din of tumah, but many different halakas would be nogeya to whether it's considered a mutter or not. According to Rav Shimon, his brisa would be no nafkamina. But according to Rabbanan, is Kuranin, there are other nafkaminis between them, what's a nukka or not, many different halakas. So the Gemara explains. The halacha, the Mishnah gives the Adivan halacha's example to Rabbanon, hold that it's Asir Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina between Asir Nakamakan Rabbanon? Asir Nakamakaj Bekarem and Rabbanon. I'm Mishnah. Number one, you plant in a Karem, it's Makadish Bekarem, because you're going to need Kalayim, and Ronakav is no Din Kalayim. Number two, a Mishnah, Pesach, Shabbos, I told me Asir Nakamakayim. Person goes in, pulls out a flower from a pot, from a flower pot that has a hole. On Shabbos, it's also Yechayim, the Nekoitze, because what you did is, it's considered as if it's on the ground, Yonak from the ground, you're over Malacha the Rice of Koitze. That's but Meshenonok, if you did it when it's Enonok, if it's not, that's not considered attached to the ground, the Rabbanan is Osir, but there's no Din, the Rice of a toilet, you're not over any Isir. What's the? That's the second Mishnah. The third Mishnah is a din uksin. It's not getting a makshel zroyim. And not just that, if it's not, if it's holding the ground, it's not makshel zroyim. It's not makabel tomo zroyim because if they get wet, because it's still considered part of the ground. But you know about zroyim. If it's not not if it's considered off the ground, not detached. Maybe if it gets wet, as we just quoted, halacha would be. It would be us. And this not only is that this shita, not only is Rav Shimon, not only is the Tanakh Rav Chaim hold this way, here Rav Shimon would agree to the halach of by Tuma, by Makshir, Lekabel Zroyim, whether they consider Tuma or not. But Lagabe the din of the other two halachas, that would not be Rav Shimon, it would be Rabbanan, and Rav Shimon would disagree. So the question is, what's the halach of Rav Shimon? Why by Tuma is it different? Why is it different in the other cases? So the Gemara says, and that's why by Shabbos and by Kalayim, Rav Shimon doesn't make enough between Otzis Nakav and Nakav. Only by Tumah. What's the difference? Yossi, one last time, Yossi said in the statement, we knew about the Shimon Rav Shimon by Rav Yotzik. He had a Messiah from Rav Shimon. Rav Yotzik, he had a Messiah. The name of Tari Bas Taurus Royim. Tari is Marbe by Taurus Royim, by Taurus Royim, by the Taira of seeds. They include all kinds of things, both whether it's Makabal Tumah or whether it's Nakav and Nakav, all included. Taurus Marbe. Matam, why? Basically, you put me to Vlosim, I call Zerah, Zarua, Ashi Zara Tohu. Part of the Vlosim, part of the carcass that becomes Asura, I call Zerah, Zarua. Anything that's grown is considered Tohu. So the extra pusik that says Azura's Rayim, Mashab the Torah is telling you, the Marfil that says, Exeris Akasiv, that this would be Rifsa, the Torah's Marbe. To tell you that it would be the same halacha. Says the Marfuldor. Chalmili demashvle Rab Shimon Shein Unokav and Unokav Tolish, considered Tolish, except by Tarz Royim and Tarz Marba Zarua She Yizra Toru. Tarz said twice, Zarua Shein Yizra, to tell you in Akanami Nafki to be Toru, whether it's Nokav or Ain Unokav would be considered Asa. So that's why Rab Shimon disagrees by this case, he would agree to the Rabbanon. But Mash and make it there's no nafkamina, Mash and Cain between the other cases of Shimon disagrees. Not the Gemara, another halacha, the Brisa. Then we learn a Brisa, another Brisa that learns. Actually, the halacha of Mash is malacha. If it's ain't onaka, if it's unperforated. So therefore, Mash is malacha. Taking a Meiser is a din, midrabanon. Truma say madamas, and truma is not considered isur demai. There's no chayv komish. Again, what's the halacha in this case? What's the idea? So we say the same halacha that we say the din of chayv to pay if a zar eats it, you're not chayv to pay the extra komish. What's the matter? My fool explains what's the reason for this halacha. She says that if a person goes ahead and makes this halacha of demai, this halacha that we say the isur rabbanon. That the rice, the only things that grow on the ground are just real, have a din of truma semaisers. But something that's considered atzeh she'enu nakiv, that's not, didn't grow on the ground, then halacha is drabanan, the rice are yapater for meiser. Drabanan required din meiser, but the rice are local, yapater. We trust him in demas, and there's no din demai, because it's only drabanan, a safi drabanan, the rice are tikatuma, a draka to a meiser. And he says, no, but the rice are yapater, because it's not considered like it grew in the Eretz Yisrael, on the ground. And over chayim lechomesh, again, the only time you chayim to be chomesh, if you ate Truma only if you ate things that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Since it didn't grow on the ground in Eretz Yisrael because it's considered off the ground, because ain't no nakiv, mainly the halacha is you're not makuiv kaimesh over here. So since the halacha would apply, there's a halacha of Brisa, except you see nafkamina, another nafkamina, the din of nakiv, ain't no nakiv, nogeya to the halacha of Meiser. Mara goes another halacha, Yossi boy, if Yossi had a shayla, Mara says, the Mara had shayla, the asked the shayla, so Gemara says the Yossi boy. Gemara says Hamao Leima Piso Amotzim Lechon Haaretz. What's the halacha on bread saying Amotzim Lechon Haaretz on bread that came from a grain that grew in a Natsa Sheinu Nakiv? Grew in a Natsa Sheinu Nakiv. What's the halacha? Do you make a bracha on bread? What's the shaila? The shaila is: does it see considered from the ground? Is it considered from the ground that you make a motzi lechem min haaretz? Maybe it's not considered min haaretz. The Rabbanim maybe consider it, don't consider it a Menaretz. According to the halacha that we say through the Kontra Chachamim, that's an afkamina to Nakavein or Nakiv, so maybe it is an afkamina to the Baruch Hu also. You can't consider it that it grew from the ground. The So in Akanami, Alaka, many poskim taka say that. That you don't that even though Alaka is in Akanami, you make a Alaka that was sugi in the Bavli discuss this great detail, and you see over there that there is a dinner birkas amazon, you have a kayev deraisa, and you however to make the bracha rishona that you make a bracha, clearly you make a birkas amazon deraisa. However, but the amaitzi do you make? So in the Bavli it says clearly you do make a amaitzi on that, even though it's enunakiv. Masha'en Cain, the Yishami is asking the Shaila here that maybe since it does not consider the karka, maybe in Okanami, that it's not a dinner of oil. What would you make a bracha? You'd make a bracha, maybe burpi adama. It creates the ground, it's like fruit from the ground. But the or anything on local, what anything you do with the ground you don't make it. In other words, same local apply not only on bread, but anything. If you're growing fruit or vegetables in a otzeshen or nokiv, maybe the same local applies it. If you make a buri pri adama, you can't do that because it didn't come from the adama. The same local would apply, and you see that local in Akronim discussed the shayla. So the Gemara is another shayla. Yonah boy, a dalas to kadosh sakiba is a dalas, a gourd that you're growing in an otzeshen nokiv. Is it considered tolish or not? Is it considered detached or not? What's the shayla? The shayla is, you know that you can't use for schach things that are attached to the ground. You have to be detached. You can't take a vine, a geffen, that is from the ground, and a big one that's hanging, and take it, one end of it, and put it on your skach for sukkah. That's no good. That has to be detached. You can't do it. But what about if it's you took it from a it's coming from a flower pot that's not nokiv? So the question is that considered attached to the ground or not? If it is, then you can't use it for sukkah. But if you hold it, it's detached from the ground, it's not considered an adama, maybe you're allowed to use it for skach. Same shalit applies. What's the local gabi sukkah? Don't know what about. Are you allowed to go ahead and use it for skach or not? Are you allowed to use it for skach or not? So the says the Pnei Moshe, who explains the shayla, that the explains the shayla, he says that the only betolish. Is this halakha of tolish or not? Maybe a Shabbos and Kalai, maybe we're machbe that's considered aser. Maybe it'll got be schach sukkah after the tolish commission. We consider it like tolish. And they were made it would be tolish. So the Pnei Moshe, the Gemara is not answering the shali before. Nor is the Gemara answering this shayla whether you consider tolish the gabe the din of sukkah, the gabe din of skak. Now again, the shayla would be, he's asking the shayla, since we know the halakha, we understand by Shabbos and by Kalayim, we consider it aser, but maybe there's a din over there, it's a chumr there, a makbir. But maybe the gabe the din of skak, of tolish, maybe we'll make a legabe that, and we consider tolish the gabe din skak. That's where shayla blew my life seat to it. Where's a third shayla? Plant 5 grapevines in 5 different pots that are in an okav. You arrange them in a way that you have 2 facing 2 and 1 like a tail that's sticking out. Would you say it's a kerem or not? In other words, even though we said established the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta that a kerem has to be, we have 5 gefanim and they're shaped in 2 by 2 and 1 like a zanav. But over here, you have now you have unperforated pots. Do we consider it, you arrange it in this kind of shape, in this kind of form, is it considered a din kerem or not a din kerem? And maybe you can't plant, what's the nafkamina, whether you can plant tvua between them. We know that halacha very clearly, Isser Gefanim Daraisha of Kalayim is planting tvua in between the vines that grow in this format, in this formation. That's a din Daraisha of Kalayim. But maybe over here, in Atzah Shein and Akiv, maybe there's no din Kalayim. Maybe over here you could go with a katkila, you should be allowed to plant it. That's what I'm saying, that's a shayla. Would you allow to plant it? So Gemara says that. So hapacha, what if you went ahead and you changed it around? So now they're no longer like a kerem. Would halacha be mutter? In other words, if you said it in a kanami, you planted it in a katzah shein or nokiv, then that's considered a kerem, and if it would be considered also dependent to ketuah b'neihem, it would be considered a din of kerem in the kalayim. Maybe what if you moved it around and you changed around the shape of the flower pots? Now they're the kerem pots, and now they're no longer in the shape of a kerem. Would it still be considered asur? Do we say that it no longer is an asur? Well, no, it's still be considered asur. Still be a din of kalayim or not? At least the Rabbanah would be considered asur. That's the shayla. Hapaku, what if you change it around? Would it be considered asur or not? So the Gemara says, Yesh Kerem Metaltel. Gemara says, such a thing as a movable kaka. What's such a shayla? And I don't understand your whole shayla, Rita Bapazi. Because since the mice, when you're moving vines in a flower pot, they're matat, they move around. That's not a carom. A carom means that they're in one place. You have a shape of a carom, and they're there permanently. You have a shape of two against two, and then one like a zanav. So that's something that's permanent. That, where it says, and that doesn't move. That's a din of a kalayim. That's where you have an issue of kalayim. But to move, where do you get an idea? Your whole svara, that metalto, that you can have a carom metalto, movable, no such thing. Says the Marfulda. Mar says, that what you say is it didn't care him. Mar says, it's only asking where you plant the zera in between the in a carom. In a carom. But Bitmir, in a place, where do we find such a thing that we have a carom that moves around that it should be considered usher? That it be considered usher. It's not didn't care him at all. We don't ask such a thing. We don't ask a carom, we don't ask it. So that's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara says, Shmuel says, "Mamavet tachas go gefen v'gefen." Shmuel says, if it only applies when you're passing the thing, that we said, look, if you pass it by and it grew with 1/200 is usher, it's only where you passed it, the flower pot, between each and every vine in the vineyard. You went through each one. You had the hanging over with and you planted it, you passed each one, that's when it's considered usher. Not if you did it over one vine, but under all the vines. The Mishnah's talking about a case where you passed it, then 10 tfachim of the airspace of the vineyard is good enough, even if it didn't pass directly underneath the vines. Even if it's just in the airspace of 10 tfachim, alakarim is already considered enough to be mavid, to be considered usher. Says the Gemara, what about what if a person planted, passed by five you planted five gavan, that are considered as if they're totally connected to the ground, and you went and you planted only on the one geffen, the luck is in mutter or not. So the tshuva is mutter because only have on the one. But the question is the carom? Want to know is the vine usher? Now that you moved over the flower pots, would the vine become usher? Tipler Rav Yosef el Yochanan, Machloekes Rav Yochanan. Gemara says, Machloekes, if Yochanan holds that it would be Aser, it says, not Aser, Aser, ain't an Aser. The one who says, how could the one who says it's Aser, it's not Aser, and yet the one who says it's not Aser, it becomes Aser. How could that be? If it's not Aser, how could it become make something else Aser? Since the Tuhu is not going to become Aser, it's Mutter, how could it go make something else Aser? So the Gemara says, Ella, Avil Mahavir, the case really is where a person passed in one flower pot, that's Nokiv, Takas coming under five Gefanim, then Kolam is in Nesser. Then everyone agrees that that what you tits, because it's that what the grain makes Aser, become us, the whole thing becomes Aser. Since it passed under the din of a Karem, you passed under five Gefanim, and has a din of a Karem, not one Gefan. One Gefan is not going to be Aser. But five Gefanim, that would Taka be Aser, and if it's Aser, then it makes even the two Aser as well. And therefore, everyone agreed that it's usher, but Lamaisa, one vine itself, there was no sferah to say that it should be considered mutter, but that would be considered usher. Everyone agreed that if you have to have both factors to be considered usher, but one factor alone would not be considered usher. If it's just one vine and the grain and the two itself doesn't become usher, then it would not be able to make the geffen usher. In the case only where it's five gefanim, therefore the whole thing becomes usher. Adkan, the perek.